Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 7th day of May 2021. Now, I just want to touch on this for just a second because I think it's worthwhile. The whole Adam Schefter story, and I just want to say, I'm going to go on record, as we said this on the air anyway, but I'm going to go on record and say how irresponsible I think it is of him to break this quote-unquote story without any sources and admitting that he didn't have sources and pretty much just kind of coming to his own conclusion based on what we had already seen and read and listened to and talked about.
Well,
so it's just disappointing.
Not only without any sources, but really without any additional information that we really didn't know. There was a little bit of, you know, unhappiness, uneasiness.
But he led us to believe that he had
it. But he absolutely led us to believe that there were sources, and it was a lot bigger than maybe what it is. And I thought it was very irresponsible. And then not only that, on top of it, he drops it on draft day, which is such a big day for so many kids that have worked so hard to get to where they are,
yeah,
to make it to the NFL. You know, and I'm sure that in other cities not named Green Bay, they were talking about their draft picks and their draft choices and analyzing that. But they got hijacked, those kids got hijacked a little bit on the national media because Rodgers overshadowed that. All the kids that got drafted here in Green Bay certainly got overshadowed by the whole Aaron Rodgers story.
Right.
And to a certain degree in Denver. I remember I was on a Colorado radio station earlier this week, and they had said that they had been talking a lot about the prospect of Aaron Rodgers being traded there, and that it did overshadow their draft a little bit, obviously not to the extent that it has here in Green Bay, because
yeah, that's a good point.
We haven't been talking a lot about the draft class. None of our shows, other shows, Better Call Eversol, Sportsline, has been talking about the draft class. You know, the tweets out there aren't about the draft class per se. It was like, oh, Eric Stokes got picked first round. Here's his bio, blah, blah, blah. Now back to Rodgers.
Yeah.
And that was everybody.
He's the latest about Rodgers.
You know, and yes, typically we spend this week we typically spend taking a day almost each kid, mixing it in with baseball and basketball, you know. But then we talk about Eric Stokes on one day, and then we talk about Josh Myers on Tuesday or something along those lines, and, you know, and then Rodgers, the wide receiver. And we haven't done any of that.
No.
Because it's all been Rodgers, Rodgers, Rodgers.
Yep.
And it's too bad Adam Schefter hijacked that for these kids and other stories in the NFL to a certain degree, all in the name of clicks, ratings. And I don't know if he thought that he was getting beat to a story by Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, who was mentioned earlier that morning that the Niners had called the Packers and all that.
Who knows?
So who knows where he got it, but it was accurate because the 49ers admitted it.
Somebody called.
Right, because the 49ers admitted it.
But are you trading Rodgers? No. Okay, see ya.
But this whole Adam Schefter thing is disappointing because he's supposed to be one of those old school guys that really goes by the book and has inside sources and all that stuff. And it was just, it's sad.
And
I'm out of the Schefter business.
And the book is corroborate your sources. Come up with 3 verified sources before you break a story. That was kind of like the golden rule, but apparently that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, apparently he didn't even act because he admits, I don't have no sources.
Right.
It was an accumulation of things, and I thought I'd better drop it now.
So I guess the better advice would be to take Marvin Gaye in his advice when he said, people say believe half of what you see, some or none of what you hear. Keep that in mind. All right, now what's going on this weekend for you? I know you got a busy week. Myself, here's my weekend. I'm going to go home today. I'm going to do nothing until Monday morning when I come back to work.
Dude, I wish.
What do you got going?
I wish. Well, first of all, it's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
That's how we celebrate. Not Mother's Day on Sunday, but when Mrs. Rookie gets home today, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Her weekend is on. So everything falls on me. So Jackson has a golf event with the Bayview Middle School Golf Club today, so I've got to get him out to Ledgeview. Looking forward to that. Gabby's got soccer practice tonight. And then the weekend is, and the sleepover with one of her friends. And then this weekend's pretty free, but it'll be kind of cleaning up. I got to finally clean up my garage, even though it's not going to be as warm. I need my garage stall back for my car.
For sure.
It was my workshop.
For sure.
It was my workshop while doing the kids' bathroom. But I didn't want to be out in the garage working around or anything like that because it wasn't very warm. And this warm this weekend's not gonna be that warm either. Well, but I gotta get going on that
sweatshirt. And if you need somebody to help, just call somebody else.
Right? Because I'm not doing anything until 6 a.m. Monday. But
me and Rhino got big plans.
Get to the dog park or whatever.
That's a great idea. Maybe I should do that. I did mow the lawn yesterday though, so I got that good. I'm covered for the next couple days. I got some painting to do that I might get to. I have some supplies, so we'll see how it unfolds. But I'm looking forward to it. I got no hockey, no basketball, no nothing this weekend.
I can't wait till my next weekend where I really don't have anything to do.
I wish I was playing golf, but I'm with you. I'm not playing in the 30s or 40s.
Nope, I'm not doing
it. I even balk on the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, is it too much to ask for a 60-degree day on May 7th, 8th, and 9th?
Apparently so.
Apparently it is. Well, hopefully you all have great plans for this weekend, and hopefully you'll be right back here when I work again. And that'll be Monday morning at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.